We're joined right now on a Patriots Friday as part of our coordinator series. Patriots special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer. He's brought to you by Rate. Visit Shant, Shantweei.com to learn more. And by McFarlane Energy, a Lennox premier dealer. Jeremy Springer, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
We're doing wonderful. We see all these various situations around the league. It's funny how they played out. You guys had a decision at the end of regulation to go for two or kick it. We saw it again on Monday Night Football in the Bucks and Chiefs game. We saw it last night where the Bengals actually went for two as opposed to playing for overtime. I'm just curious, not that you have a say over Jerod Mayo in it at the end of these games.
Yes.
But how much of a conversation is that with the coaching staff throughout the week? If we're in this situation, this is how we're going to handle it. Take us behind the curtain on that if you can.
I think with all staffs, that's always a conversation throughout the week. Hey, what are our 2-point plays? What do we like to do? Hey, how do we feel about our field kicking? And then when you go into games, you know, what's the weather like? How have we been kicking during the game? And then it's kind of like the momentum of the game is really the most important. It's like you always look at the, all right, what should you have done with the percentages, what the experts or the statistics say. But, like, I learned from Sean McVay, too, this, and we're working for him. It's always the feel of the game. You got to go based on your gut, based on how you're feeling, the momentum is switching, how your team is on the sideline. And I think those are factors that are greatly, greatly more taken into consideration than versus the statistics at the end of the day.
You know, Bryce Behringer had been having a really good year punting the ball. And then last week, couple of kind of shanked kicks for him. Anything specifically stand out to you about what happened on those ones?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, it's a long season. And at times, you go through the game early. You get a feel for the weather. You get a feel for, all right, how's the ball moving in my hands when I drop it from this? And in that game, it was a little breezy, like at times. And it wasn't a consistent either direction. It was kind of going both ways. And that made it kind of hard. And sometimes the punters, you know, when they're taking their steps and they drop that ball, that wind kind of moves the ball a little bit. And if their feet aren't aligned with that, it's like a golf swing, right? One quarter off, one quarter inch off, one little speck off, one bad swing, and it just goes the other way. So nothing worried about at all because Bryce is such a pro and he's such a great punter for us and such a viable asset. And at times that's going to happen. And we just got to grow from it and learn from it and say, hey, we're going to play a lot more win games. It could be like that in Chicago. We're up here in New England right now. So we just got to be ready to rock and roll when those times come and have a good plan and make sure we stay locked in throughout the game.
We've been describing Marcus Jones as a weapon in the kicking game.
Oh, no doubt.
What makes him such a special returner?
Man, there's so many things that he does well. I think his prep, first and foremost, he studies these punters. He understands where they're putting the ball. So he's got a really good beat when that ball's punted to get underneath that ball. And that's just that little thing right there for him to have a little more space to react off the first guy he's got to make miss and get to the returner is first and foremost really important. The second thing is he just got that natural vision. He's got a natural feel for the directions that we're trying to hit, how to set up his blocks. And that's something a lot of times it's hard to teach. Those guys just have a natural feel back there because punt return is totally different than kickoff return. I'm glad we got the guy. I'm glad our guys in front are blocking their butts off for him. And I'm glad we're getting him opportunities because at the end of the day, he's a huge weapon for us. We just got to keep him healthy, keep him confident, and he's going to help us throughout the season.
Yeah, he's been incredible. And I know a few weeks ago we asked you about, you know, him not returning kicks. And you had a great answer about, you know, those guys get smashed on kickoff. But I'm curious, is there an opportunity – maybe it's overtime, you know, trying to start, you know, tilt the field a little bit. Now I know the opposing team might just see him back there and blast it through the end zone anyway.
Yeah.
But is that something he's worked on at all, or is he strictly a punt returner?
No, he works on kickoff return too. He's a backup for us, and that's always a situational thing where we can always put him back there. But I don't know if you guys saw Schooler's play on kickoff last year. He smashed the returner in overtime.
Yeah.
The dude was, I mean, it's those types of hits right there that I want to keep him off of because at the end of the day, he's a weapon on offense for us, and he's a damn good defender. And the last thing I would want is him to get hit like that, and he's out, you know, the rest of the season with a broken rib or something like that. You know what I mean?
How is Javon Baker taken to it? Because I know he had a return, and you know hasn't been able to really crack the lineup as a wide receiver thus far. But how is he taken to returning kicks?
Great. I mean, great. He's been solid the last 3 or 4 weeks for me. Just building him up. Getting him to understand what we're trying to do. We haven't had opportunities but one with him right now. And the more he gets, the better he'll get. And I think as the weather changes, you know, we're going to get more opportunities here in the Northeast and also, you know, in Chicago, I think. So I'm excited to see his progression. You know, he's been unbelievable in the meeting rooms. And I'm excited about the kid. He's definitely a dynamic weapon for us. And he'll just continue to get better and progress as the season progresses.
Speaking of Chicago, it's a world-class city, fine dining throughout the city.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago dog, deep dish pizza, what's your go-to there in Chicago?
Deep dish pizza all day.
Yes.
Not even a question. Not even a question. Deep dish pizza.
I agree. Some people say it's too much.
Yeah.
To me, not never enough.
Not too filling for you?
No.
Never. I mean, right? There's like, even pizza's always good.
I'll tell you, you're not sad eating that pizza. Can't be.
Hey, a little full.
You know, maybe
that,
maybe yeah, before exactly. that first bite. But
that's true. Yeah. What
the
about
dopamine, the dopamine hit? The dopamine that you get from the
dog. Yeah, that's true.
What about the Chicago dog? I don't like the Chicago dog. It's gross.
There.
Too much going on. Too much.
Yeah, it's a little overrated. A little overrated.
Yeah.
Overrated, he says. All right. Well, strong opinions always from Jeremy Springer here on Jones and Keefe, part of our coordinator series. Best of luck this weekend in Chicago, and we'll talk to you down the line, Jeremy.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a great rest of your day.
All right. Thank you.
Jeremy Springer, brought to you by Shant and also McFarlane Energy each and every Friday on Patriots Friday. Loves a deep dish.
That's why he's the GOAT!
Love Springer. Yeah, Springer's great. Yeah, Marcus Jones is their second best player.
No, and he said
he's way up there.
He did call did call him a weapon on offense. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
I think he meant as a returner.
No,
I didn't press him on that. But
they should. That's more of a question for Van Pelt next week.
Let's do that.
We will. We'll ask him about Marcus Jones.
It's an odd question, Rich.
Maybe.
He doesn't know who we are. I shouldn't throw the name.
No, he doesn't.
That's an odd question. You
host, radio person. Like, all right, well, I'd like to see it.
Okay, so Jeremy Springer, always fun to talk to. Likes the deep dish. I feel like that's controversial, but he likes the deep dish. We'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937.